This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives will start drafting articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A somber Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the historic announcement this morning.
The president leaves us no choice.
Saying he's abused his power, undermining national security and jeopardizing the integrity of America's elections through his actions toward Ukraine. It comes a day after three legal experts told the House Judiciary Committee the president's moves merit impeachment. But Doug Collins and the panel's Republicans again label the impeachment push a sham.
This president, as facts were given, did nothing wrong, nothing to be impeached.
The president himself tweets, if Democrats are going to impeach him, do it now, fast, so he can get a fair trial in the Senate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Following Pelosi's announcement, President Trump sent a tweet saying the decision to pursue articles of impeachment means future presidents will routinely face impeachment threats from lawmakers. Paris is virtually shut down amid nationwide strikes over President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the country's retirement system. Small groups of protesters are hurling flares, smashing store windows, and setting fires in eastern Paris. This tourist from Canada is disappointed the Eiffel Tower is closed.
No, we had one morning left and we wanted to come up the Eiffel Tower, but it was closed, so we came to see the gardens anyway, just to get underneath it.
Most of the Paris metro system is shut down. Hotels in Paris report numerous cancellations. U.S. officials say a Navy warship has seized a significant cache of suspected Iranian guided missile parts headed to rebels in Yemen. Washington has long accused Iran of smuggling arms to Houthi rebels who have been fighting the government in Yemen for 4 years. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.